day pretty much how you envisioned it, what you imagine it would be like?
Yeah, it was, the crowd was awesome. Before we were kind of waiting in the back to kind of run down the orange carpet, a few of us kind of like snuck in like to the side of when the garage door was open and feel the vibe, feel the crowd with KB announcing and kind of like getting everyone going with the festivities. It was so cool. And then running down the orange carpet, I didn't think that carpet was going to stop. It just felt like it was a long run, but no, the whole day was awesome. The whole day was awesome. Roger was, that's what an ace does. He goes out there and sets the tone. He got himself in some little bit of traffic, a little bit of hairy situations, but he got himself out of it with the ground ball, inducing those double plays. Kobe played a great third base for us today. And Raj had to. I mean, Joe Ryan was, he was on today. You know, he was filling up in the strike zone with all of his pitches. The splitter was gross. Fastball had the life that he usually has to it, and he was keeping the righties honest with this curveball, breaking ball. So Raj had to step up, and he did.
How happy were you with the aggression from the side going first to third?
Oh, that was awesome. Like, to me, that just changed the complexity of the game. It was a great read by him, seeing it through, seeing where Buxton was in center field and making that long run, and allowed us to set up Kowser to kind of get the sac fly. That was a huge play. And him tipping the hat. Yeah. No, that was awesome, man. It just shows how the fans, like, they're into it. And, like, we felt them all game. It was, you know, obviously it was great to pull out the win in front of them, but the whole place was electric today. I think everyone was – there was no down in the game. Like, I feel like the crowd was there picking everybody up.
Craig, you've seen Ryan Helsley a bunch this spring, but what do you think of the introduction he gave to fans here, striking out 305 times?
Yeah, that was different Hells in spring training, rightfully so, right? I think throwing in spring training venues is a little different atmosphere, a little different juice here. I think he popped that, was a 102, was a 101.9 with like 20 inches of vert. It's a pretty good fastball. But yeah, that was the best we've seen. We've seen Hells. He threw some really good splits too, so he's right where he needs to be.
You mentioned Kobe playing third for you guys and his performance today. That being said, I mean, the nerves can get so high in an opening day game. What do you think it says about him that he's helping turn double plays and finding sort of that natural athleticism that you talked about before in a game where, you know, emotions can get really high?
Yeah, it just showed me that he was just ready for the moment. All the work he's put in, and you always go back on your preparation and your work, right? And that's something where Kobe has laid that groundwork in spring training, still was getting after it today, still has, and he still will. So I'm confident with him over there, and he made some, like, those two double plays were huge for us to kind of keep us in the game. Who knows how the momentum win went or how things would have changed if those balls got by, but, yeah, that was huge. Yeah, they didn't waver. There was no confidence. Everyone was still into the game. Everyone was still talking about their bats, what they're seeing, what he's going to throw them. And there was no waver from any of our guys, which is great to see. Also, it was a 0-0 game too. So and those guys were locked in and engaged from pitch one to the last out. So that's all you can ask for, especially how hard this game is and how tough the pitching is at this level. And that's something where that culture is set in there by the players, and that's something that we have to, as coaching staff, just keep the guardrails on them.
Did you feel they sensed an opportunity once he was out of the game, once the bullpen came in?
No, it was just more of the consistent prep work. It was like, okay, the next guy was in, was, you know, Funderbach, and it was eyes were to him, focus was to him. It wasn't anything about Joe leaving the game or anything. It was just like, all right, who's the next guy? We're going to attack and compete. And just to have that in the moment approach is what we're going to have to do.
Nice for a guy like Blaze who just, you know, got here in February to show up and have 2-1-2 count, get the knock, and ends up being the game-winning RBI, for him to step up in that moment. A new team, everything new for him.
Yeah, it was a great adjustment, a great approach by him. This first couple of bats, you can tell he's a little bit jumpy. And then with Topo, it's like his sinker's tough. Like, it just bars in on you in a righty with that late movement. So he did a great job of seeing it deep, staying inside the ball, and giving himself a chance, and that's exactly what happened.
What was the atmosphere like in the clubhouse after your first win as a Bingham
mentor? It was fun. Right away, Tyler Wells came in. He asked, how big of a vibes guy are you? I'm like, I said it before, I'll say it again. I'm always down for the boys. So next thing I know, I'm thrown into the laundry cart, going into the shower, getting dosed. So it was a great time. Yeah, there's no concerns on my end. So they played exactly how I thought they would play.
Do